20-year-old Michael Wendling of Mayville and 25-year-old Andy Wallace of Oshkosh were killed by a roadside bomb over the weekend. Both served in the 2nd Battalion of the 127th Infantry based in Appleton. Sergeant Andy Wallace was the gym teacher at the Emmeline Cook Elementary School in Oshkosh. Principal Philip Marshall says news of his death hit both staff and students hard when it was announced.
There were some students that were asking, why is there a war in Iraq? They just didn't really seem to understand that. It really struck me because not only do they not understand why there's a war in Iraq, but they don't understand why their teacher was taken away to fight in this war, and finally they don't understand why their teacher was taken away from us forever.
Marshall says Wallace will be remembered for his enthusiastic work with special needs students.
He didn't just stand off to the side and watch them. I mean, he actually participated with the kids and really took the time to get to know them and what their needs were and tried to create an environment where they felt comfortable.
Grief counselors are working with both staff and students at the school. 20-year-old Michael Wendling of Mayville was killed in the same bomb attack that killed Wallace. His father, Randall Wendling, says his son was a bundle of energy who had no hesitation about going to Iraq when he was deployed. The family was told he survived the bombing but died later in a military hospital. The deaths of Wendling and Wallace brings the number of Wisconsin soldiers killed in Iraq to 46. Gil Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.